I'm here today talking to Nick Hex about Audit Scotland's latest report, overview of the NHS and Scotland's performance 2008-09. Nick, could you just outline a bit about what this report's about?
Our report is an overview of the way the health service has performed in the last year, including its financial performance. We also look at the impact of the current economic climate on the NHS and what the likely challenges are for the future.
And what have you found?
We found that overall the financial position for the NHS during 2008-09 was good, and that all the health boards met their financial targets. However, we point out that the impact of the financial climate will mean that health boards are going to have to focus much more closely on delivering efficiencies and productivity. And to do this, the NHS needs much better information on costs, quality and activity. People in Scotland are living longer. There's been good progress in reducing death rates from cancer, coronary heart disease and stroke. But there remain some deep-seated problems around drugs and alcohol misuse and teenage pregnancy. These problems can't be dealt with in isolation, and the NHS needs to work closely with its partners in education and social services, for example, to address these issues. The NHS met 10 out of 13 of its national performance targets during 2008-09.
Now, you mentioned there the current economic climate and the pressures that's putting on the NHS. Are you saying that there's going to be service cuts or job losses?
We've highlighted in the report that funding across the public sector is likely to fall over the next few years, and that this will have an impact on the health service. Boards will need to make efficiency savings to ensure that they don't have to cut services, and what we mean by this is doing more for the same amount of money whilst maintaining the level of quality they provide, or providing the same services for less money. Pay costs are the biggest element of NHS expenditure, and health service managers will need to examine the whole range of services that they provide to decide how to become more efficient.
You mentioned before some of the sort of headline findings about the state of Scotland's health. Could you give us a little bit more about the state of Scotland's health and the NHS performance in that area?
People in Scotland are living longer, and death rates from coronary heart disease, cancer and stroke are declining. However, there do remain some deep-seated problems such as drug and alcohol misuse and teenage pregnancy that the NHS cannot address in isolation. These problems need to be dealt with by working more closely with partners such as education, social services and the voluntary sector in order to try to address these issues.
And just finally, what would you like to see happen now?
We'd like to see health boards working more closely with their partners to deliver greater efficiency savings and also to move care out of hospitals and closer to people's homes. Health boards need better information to help them plan this redesign of their services.
Nick, thank you very much for your time.